Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the phones we go. Eight-year NFL veteran, offensive lineman, former San Francisco 49er, one of our favorites, Alex Boone, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're getting excited for the Super Bowl. We're getting excited for Warriors-Lakers tomorrow night. You know, let's start with that. You played in the Super Bowl just a few years ago against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, take us through the 48 hours and 24 hours before kickoff. Well, what's it like knowing that this is going to be the biggest stage you've ever been on? I mean, 100 million people around the world watching you play football.
It's about as intense as you just described it. I mean, in the back of your mind, you're always trying to think, hey, this is just another game. And I think Harbaugh did a great job of trying to remind us that, hey, listen, this is where we belong. We've gotten the right to be on this stage. But I'll tell you what, as soon as that ball gets kicked, the back of your mind is starting to think, hey, man, don't screw this up. Because if you screw this up, you could cost us the game. It's nerve-wracking, but it was a lot of fun.
Is that a paralyzing thought when you're thinking, don't screw this up? Because we all know about Super Bowl meltdowns, maybe more than we know about Super Bowl heroics. Does that kind of paralyze you in the moment, and do you have to keep that out of your mind?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think as an offensive lineman, you're always trying to keep everything out of your mind. You're just, hey, listen, let's just go out and play and, you know, we'll adjust as things happen. But in the back of your mind, when you're like, hey, this is the biggest game of your life, like Ohio State, Michigan, this is the biggest game.
And this
just go out and play. And it's tough, though, because when you're out there, you're looking around and some of the celebrities you see, you're like, oh, my God, this really is one of the biggest events in the world.
It really is. That experience, you walk out, you see all the cameras, the flashing, and you're like, oh, my God, this is what I've dreamed about. This is what I always thought about, and I'm here. How is you look at these two teams? Tom Brady's been here. It's like yesterday. He says he still gets nervous, but 9 Super Bowl appearances by this Belichick and Tom Brady. You look at a team like the Rams. How do they manage their emotions? How do they stay within the moment? How do they understand what's at stake here and understanding what Belichick and Brady can give you so many different looks? How can this team go out there and shock the world?
Well, I think it's up to them. I think it's mostly on the coaches. You know, obviously Sean's in there, and he's the life force of this team. I mean, let's be honest. This team before Sean McVay got there, they had a lot of talent, but they weren't playing very well. So I think it's on Sean to remind them that they belong here, you know, and I think it's on the veterans to remind the young guys why they belong there. And I think that when I look back to the Super Bowl, I remember looking at some of the older guys, and they were like, hey, man, we deserve to be here. Don't go out there and think that we don't belong here. You know, that's the importance of having a veteran and a great coach and a trustworthy coach. They go out there and give you the confidence to believe that you belong there.
Alex Boone joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Take us back to that Super Bowl against the Ravens. I got a bunch of questions I want to ask, starting with this. What was it like in the locker room during the power outage? What were you guys doing?
So I'm going to tell you right now, that was the craziest experience of my life. It was about to be a third down. I remember walking back to the huddle, and all of a sudden the lights went out. And it kind of took me for surprise. Like, it's like, oh, my God, what just happened? And then before I could regain, like, what was going on, I just remember seeing FBI guys rush the field. And that's when you knew it got for real. Like, it was like, what is going on right now? And they're like, hey, don't panic. Be calm. We're like, dude, how can we not panic? The FBI is on the field right now. And they're like, no, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Like, people are starting to kind of, like, freak out a little bit. They're, you know, hey, listen, we just lost power. It's okay. I remember stretching on the field, looking over at the opposing sideline, thinking, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened in my life. And I can't believe where I'm actually living in this.
How much did that help you guys kind of get you to have your collective breath and to realize that this break might actually help you refocus and get back in the ballgame?
You know, it's crazy how that happened. It kind of like the momentum just shifted our way. You know, whoever did it, thank you for it. But, you know, we came up short at the end. But we went back to work, and it was kind of like we regrouped and we refocused, like you said, and we just went out and played good football, but we didn't play good enough to win.
It's interesting because the same kind of situation with me and my Super Bowl against the Rams, we came up one yard short. You guys throw the ball in the end zone. You're thinking, is that going to be a PI, a holding call? When the dust clears and you see that, you know, the stuff fall from the ceiling, you know, and then you're watching it and you know that you lost. Isn't it just like so subtle? You're like, wow, it's over. Had that settle for the next couple of days.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one that believes that a player should ever go against the coach. I still think that those weren't the right calls that we made. Obviously, I mean, we were first and goal on the 5-yard line with like 2 minutes left, and we throw the ball 4 times when that year we had rushed so well and just dominated people in the rush game. But it was heartbreaking.
I get it.
And I mean that. I mean, no, it was the hardest feeling in the world because it was like we had our opportunity. We should have done what we did all year, and we would have been fine. And all of a sudden you look back and you're like, we blew it, you know. And then you look back on the rest of your career and you think how aggravating, because you try so hard every year to get there. And then you get there and we kind of crumbled a little bit. And it was so frustrating.
Take us through what it's like. 4th and 5, 1:50 to go. You're on the Ravens 5-yard line. Colin comes into the huddle. He's got the play call. Just what was that experience like? Take us through that.
I think it was a little rough. You know, everyone was kind of looking around like, hey, man, this is it. Like, it's either do or die right now. You never get another chance. And, you know, I remember he came in and he said Q8, and I was thinking, oh, boy, that's a lot to put on a riding play like that. I mean, you're rolling your quarterback out to the right. You got everything happening to the right corner of the end zone. I mean, it's just, hey, listen, coach calls it, we're going to haul it. And we did. And unfortunately, we didn't connect. And it's one of those memories that kind of always drives you for the rest of your career. Hey, listen, I don't ever want to come up short like that again. And it's just frustrating because you never get back there.
Do you ever think about what might have been had you got the touchdown and won the game, not only for yourself and the organization, but for Colin Kaepernick's career as well?
I thought about that for years. I mean, I thought about what could we have started a dynasty. You know, I felt that after that game, the year after we went back to the NFC Championship, we lost. Obviously another heartbreaker, but it was one of those things that we just had so much momentum and we had such a good team, and then all of a sudden it just got dismantled, you know, and it was frustration within the team, frustration in management, and I just felt like egos collided. Had we been winning and won that Super Bowl, I feel like some things could have been smoothed over and things would have lasted a lot longer.
Alex Boone with us here on 95.7 The Game. So I'd imagine you make the comment about how you never know if you're going to get back there. This is the moment. It all comes down to this. So how do you contrast that with what Brady and Belichick have done over the last 20 years? I mean, Tom Brady is going to play in his 9th Super Bowl on Sunday. Alex, he's only played in 8 playoff road games, yet this will be his 9th Super Bowl.
It's incredible. I did a show earlier in the week, and I was talking about how you just don't see things like this. You don't see a team that can just roll guys in and roll guys out and, hey, listen, I know you want to get paid more. You can go. I'll get somebody to fill your role. And they fill that role even better the next year. It's incredible how Bill Belichick can put a team together so well. And I feel like Bill runs the defense, and it's like Tom runs the offense, and they just agree with everything in the middle. It's kind of fun to watch their relationship and how they talk to each other, because it's like they have so much respect for each other at the end of the day that they both know they're going to make the right decision.
So true. That's exactly how I feel watching these two masterminds. They just go out and they just know what to do, and the moment never gets too big. What is going to be some of the keys for the Rams to make this a competitive game, and how do you see this matchup on Sunday?
I think one of the biggest ones that the Rams got to do, they got to get pressure with 4 people. I mean, I'm a firm believer that Wade Phillips is probably the second defensive genius in the league. So I know he's going to know what to do. But if you can get pressure with 4 as opposed to 5 or 6, you have made Brady's life that much tougher because you have less voids in your defense. And the Rams are very capable of getting there with Aaron Donald alone. So it's going to be interesting to see how Dante Scarnecchia has this offensive line plan.
How important is it for the Patriots to get a lead to force Jared Goff to throw the ball around and beat New England with his arm, considering he's played pretty well in the postseason, but obviously his first appearance in the biggest of games?
You know, had I not seen what I did last week against the Saints, I'd probably say that would be the game plan. I mean, obviously, Belichick's going to throw some stuff at him. I mean, everything's coming, exotic looks, blitzes. He's going to try and make this tough on him. But, you know, the way that Goff came back against the Saints was pretty incredible. And to play in that stadium and know what that atmosphere can be like, to watch him throw the ball and just say, hey, listen, take the reins, we got this. They came out a little frustrated, panicked. But then they just hit the calm button, and it was like they went back to work. And, you know, I'm not sure if they do jump out in a big lead. I'm not sure the Rams can't come back.
Alex, before we let you go, who do you have winning it on Sunday?
Okay, listen. This is what I'm thinking. I was just talking to a bunch of the old Rams when they played the Patriots. I think it was Super Bowl 36. And it got me thinking. I was like, you know what? I think this game's going to come down to the 2 minute. I think Brady's going to have to do it again. He's going to show why he's Tom Brady, and I think Gostkowski takes this one.
Beautiful stuff. 8-year NFL veteran offensive lineman, former San Francisco 49er, one of our favorite guests, Alex Boone, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, you're always very generous with your time. Thank you so much, and enjoy the game this weekend.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.